You're listening to SBS News.
A trip to the airport can be an anxious affair for residents living on Gallowinku. Many patients with chronic illnesses on the island need to seek treatment in Darwin, more than 500 kilometres away. The trip often leaves family and friends worried about whether they'll see their loved ones again. Helen Goypool is a Yolngu woman and Gallowinku resident.
Sometimes they lost their kids, their family, leave it in this community, away from the community, only come back here coughing.
For decades now, processed junk food has crept into the diets of Yolngu and Gallowinku, with devastating impacts on the health of residents. A common problem for remote communities is access to fresh food. On Gallowinku, this means waiting for a barge travelling from Darwin once a week, which often results in fluctuating and exorbitant prices. This leaves many residents turning to unhealthy alternatives to keep food on the table. Dorothea Yungaringa is a Yolngu woman and Gallowinku resident.
Sometimes it's not good for our body and we not know about it because we need more education to our people here.
In 2014, a two-week educational retreat and ongoing health and nutritional support was established on Gallowinku. Hope for Health incorporated traditional health practices, including hunting and gathering, with knowledge of Western nutrition. The program hopes to reinvigorate the Yolngu community with a model of nutritional education that is delivered in language and in a culturally appropriate manner. This year, the program will host two retreats over 2 months and aims to involve 60 participants, the largest group to date. Helen Goypool, who participated in the program since it began, hopes educating adults in the community will help influence the next generation.
They can take that knowledge from now on, right up when we can gone, they can stand for the community.
The program has had profound results, including weight loss, better control over diabetes, reduction of medication use, and half the participants quitting smoking. It's a framework that co-founder of Hope for Health, Tim Trudgeon, says could benefit communities across Australia.
You all really want it to expand to other communities and make it available across Arnhem Land and beyond.
Closing the gap on health education and safeguarding future generations.